HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hi guys, how's it going? My first memory of dancing has got to be when I was 5 and our school made us do a dance, I think it was Bhangra, for the annual day. But I like my parents' memory of my first public dance performance better. I was 4 years old and my parents had decided to stop by Wenger's in CP on a crowded Sunday afternoon. Suddenly, they started playing a Bollywood song that I knew, and I was a toddler and I started dancing. And I sneakily made my way towards a cake, and suddenly, while everyone was distracted, I started eating the cake. And my parents, of course, had to buy the cake, and after that, you know, they didn't take me there for a while. But I think that was a better memory because I got cake out of it. Because, you know, a couple of school functions were enough to determine that I had 2 left feet. But that still doesn't stop me from dancing like no one's watching on some days, you know. And that's something that's only increased in frequency during the lockdown. Speaking of dance, today we have choreographer Terence Lewis talking about his journey with Shruti Nair from Team Branch.
Hello everyone. Today we have none other than the ace choreographer to the stars, Terence Lewis, joining us for a quick chat. He's a dance director and has judged a number of dance reality shows. And this week we have him for our In Bed With column, spilling some heartfelt secrets. Welcome, Terence, to the HD Brunch podcast, and congratulations on the column.
Thank you so much, and it's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Thank you very much.
How are you doing? How's the lockdown been for you?
It has been up and down like for everybody else. In some ways, really, really glad that we all got this downtime. I'm liking the fact that, we all slowed down. I'm liking the fact that we learned, to manage with less. And in some ways, the social distancing is something that I am not that kind of a person. I'm an extrovert. I love people. I love my silence. I love my, being alone by myself, but I also enjoy the contrast, and both of them keep me, kind of invested in life. So I had all the time in the world to be, by myself, but the social distancing and because of the, lockdown, I was unable to kind of interact with, my dancers, with the community, with my friends. So that, that there are 4, happy hormones. And one of them is oxytocin that comes when you kind of meet people of your own and you share a bond and, that social bond. So that was missing in my life.
Also, we do know that you started teaching dance quite young, as you mentioned while we were talking the last time. But that's not exactly what you studied. You studied hotel management. So how did this entire switch happen?
I was a science student. I was academically bright, focusing on my studies. And I always had this dream, like every other kid boy, that I'd become a doctor. I wanted to study medicine. And then I, didn't get through medicine because I didn't score 4 marks. I was short of 4 marks. Oh. And I didn't have all the money to give the donation and get a seat in a medical college. Yeah. So I continued to do biochemistry. From there, I switched to hotel management. But all this while, when this switch happened, I needed money. I needed to survive. And it just so happened that, even though I didn't know how to dance. In a sense, nobody had taught me how to dance. I knew how to dance, but I had not learned it technically. Mm-hmm. But it was just by matter of the fact that, you know, everybody knew that I was the jumping jack in the colony. I was the dancing dude everywhere. So I just got offered to teach dance to some kids, you know, in a building. And that really took off very well. I was only 17 then. And that was a big moment for me, which that changed my life, because I thought it was just pocket money and was getting me money to, you know, get by my college fees. Because, you know, earlier I was giving math, science, English tuitions to make my money and, you know, pay for my college fees. And now suddenly I was getting paid just to teach dance, which I thought was very frivolous in my own head. I never gave dance so much of value because it never was a big thing in our family. It was like dance is for, you know, always in my family, it was like, we're from middle class family, so dance is for people who have got luxury, you know, who is a luxury. It's not a necessity. So, you know, you just dance to kind of keep yourself happy, and it's not a necessity. So it was that kind of a concept. So in my head, it was like, it's not a career either, you know. And also because it was academically oriented, and, you know, I was going in that direction, and I went to do hotel management because I wanted to kind of fly. I wanted to be a flight purser. I wanted to kind of, you know, roam the world. So I had all those young dreams that, you know, everybody comes up with, wanted to kind of, you know, see the world and, you know, fly and blah, blah, blah. In the meantime, I was doing this hotel management. I was also teaching house to house, you know, going in house to house, you know, making money. And I didn't realize by the end of 3 years of teaching dance house to house and also completing my studies, I was earning much more than what the campus interviews were throwing at me. Wow. So, you know, I was like, wow, I work only Saturday, Sundays teaching dance, but I'm earning 10 times more than what the hotel management degree is giving me. Or even I had landed a job of flight purser, and even that wasn't paying me, you know, fancy. So I was like, really, is this what it is? So then dance is, you know, just throwing its arms around me and showing me all, you know, all the love and attention. And am I going to kind of just walk away? And it took me a while to just, you know, settle in and said, okay, let me just, you know, give it a thought. And I gave it a good thought. And I said, you know, this is going to be a risky ride, because my parents were like, there is no guarantee in this, right? And what happens if you're sick? What happens if you're ill? You have to work continuously. You're your own boss. What happens? How do you market? How do you advertise? You know, it's not secure. And all those drama. And I was like, every time they were telling me all this, like, I was getting even more excited, because I'm a person who loves adventure. I like risks. So for me, everything that is risky is like, okay, I want to do that. I want to have that thrill. I want to have that, you know, adventure. So to me, this was more adventurous than, you know, a secure job. So, yeah, I mean, I think we're very fortunate to be able to do that.
True, very true. So you also told me that you're not a big fan of courtesy texting. So tell us, why is that?
I just feel that courtesy texting is like just such an unnecessary formality, and it lacks genuineness. And I hate people who say, hey, dear, have you had your dinner, dear? You know, what's up, dude? Like, don't dude me, don't bro me, don't WhatsApp me, because I want to know more. And I don't want to know about, and don't please send me forwards, you know, of what's happening around the world. I don't need you to be my I do not need you to. I tell my friends, I don't need you to be my reporter. I have not hired you. Please don't send me forwards. Send me forwards only if something is funny. You know, it's funny, which is funny without making somebody else look, you know, like not ridiculing somebody, but just if there's a joke or something, make me laugh. You're my best friend. But everything else, I don't need you for. Okay. And like, if you want to have a conversation, have a deep, meaningful conversation. You know, come, let's talk about our dreams. You know, what do you dream of? What is it that keeps you awake at night? What is that something that is bothering you? What is it that, you know, that you want to share, which you've not shared anybody? You know, what is it that you feel most uncomfortable with? What is it that, you know, excite? What is the one pain that you have from your memory, from your childhood memory, from your cellular memory? Let's talk about astronomy. Let's talk about, you know, occult sciences. Let's talk about, you know, all the things that, you know, have been hidden from the world. You know, let's talk about history, anthropology. Let's talk about, you know, how, you know, certain truths have not been told to us. Let's talk about, you know, social truths. Let's talk about stigma. Let's talk about taboos. So many things to talk about, but don't WhatsApp me and say, what's up, dude? that's just...
It's been a beautiful chat. Thank you so much, Terence. This has been...
Anytime. God bless you. Keep dancing. Keep shining. Yes. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
If this pandemic has taught us anything, it's how to make your veggies last long. A feat I've failed at multiple times during these last few months. till I stumbled upon a supplier a friend suggested. The best part? They had mushrooms, an ingredient I hadn't chanced upon during the first few months of the lockdown. Fresh ones too, which were ideal for the cup of creamy soup I was craving thanks to the weather. Fun fact about mushrooms, it's nearly impossible to burn them. A quality that made it my favorite ingredient to experiment with. Then my friend Shriya taught me an easy pepper mushroom sauce that's now my go-to with spaghetti or sourdough bread. But enough about me. Listen on for Veer Sanghvi's lockdown lessons on vegetables.
So have you ever wondered why the vegetables, the sabzis at your sabziwala are not so great? Why the tomatoes often don't seem to have much flavor, while the strawberries, when they're in season, are very rarely sweet? And have you also wondered why when you go to a hotel, when you go to a restaurant, they seem to have much better vegetables than you? If you have, I'll tell you what the reason is. The reason is that the whole system of sabzis and vegetables and fruits in India is biased against the farmer. The farmer often is made to pick, say, his tomatoes too early. He's made to pick his strawberries before the sugars have had a chance to develop. And he's made to do this because the middlemen want a huge stock of vegetables and fruit, which they can then supply at will to sabziwalas. Hotels, on the other hand, are smarter and more fortunate than the rest of us. They get their vegetables, they get their fruit directly from small farmers, from people who make high quality stuff. Now, what's happened, and it's interesting, it's one side effect of the pandemic, is because there's much less demand from restaurants, from hotels, these small guys who used to make this high quality fruit, high quality vegetables, and sell it to hotels have nowhere to go. So here's what you can do. You can get mushrooms, you can get strawberries, you can get salad vegetables directly from the suppliers. They're usually the same price as your sabziwala, sometimes even cheaper, and the quality is much, much better. That's Root Food this week. Read it and know.
As much as I thought it impossible, I think I've reached some level of screen fatigue. I recently had a sudden hankering to read The Shadow Lines by Amitav Ghosh. But since my mom has my copy, I decided to indulge and bought The Hungry Tiger instead. My first purchase besides groceries in the last few months. And the peace of mind I've been getting as I begin the day reading a book while sipping coffee instead of scrolling through Instagram is quite visible. I've been more productive these past few days. And, of course, it's a routine I've missed. I would use my hour-long metro commute to work every day to read. But, of course, during the lockdown, I've also finished my annual ritual of reading the Harry Potter series. Now, I usually get to it around Christmas, but given that it's 2020, I got done with all 7 of them in April itself. And I might just read them again in a month or two. But that's once I'm done with a few more books. So please feel free to drop in some suggestions at kkunzang on Instagram. Meanwhile, here's what HT Brunch columnist Seema Goswami has been reading in her free time.
I don't know about you, but the lockdown has meant that I'm reading more than I ever did before. Partly it is that I have more time to spend curled up with a book, now that venturing out of the house is such a rare occurrence. But partly, it is also because books offer the best means of escape, allowing us to leave a stressful world behind and entering an alternate universe that demands nothing more of you than a willingness to engage. So in case you're looking for inspiration, here's what I have been reading. My old favorite Daniel Silva has a new book out, and it's pretty good. As is the new book in the Cormoran Strike series written by J.K. Rowling, writing as Robert Galbraith. There's a lot more, but you'll have to read my column to find out.
Prabodh Singh is one of the most versatile voices among the young talent in the indie music scene at the moment. Don't believe me? Well, he recently posted a cover of Jacob Collier's rendition of Moon River. And guess who praised it? Jacob Collier himself. Well, what's more, Praptoj is also a part of a boy band called Panic and recently released a single. Apart from the sheer talent the boy gets to stage, even when he forgets the lyrics in the middle of a Maroon 5 tribute, this Delhi boy is also one of the most helpful people in the scene, always ready with good feedback and in the most good-natured way possible. Well, we got him to sing a lazy song perfect for this weekend. Hope you enjoy it.
Hello everyone, I'll be performing Nothing by Bruno Major. Hope you guys like it.
Track suits and red wine, movies for two. We'll take off our phones and we'll turn off our shoes. We'll play Nintendo, though I always lose. 'Cause you'll watch the TV while I'm watching you. There's not many people I'd honestly say I don't mind losing to. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. Dumb conversation, we lose track of time. Have I told you lately, I'm grateful you're mine. We'll watch The Notebook for the 17th time. I'll say it's stupid, then you'll catch me crying. We're not making out on a boat in the rain or in a house I've painted blue. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. So shut all the windows and lock all the doors. Not looking for no one, don't need nothing more. You'll bite my lip and I'll want you more. Until we end up in a heap on the floor. You could be dancing on tabletops, wearing high heels, drinking until the world spins like a wheel. But tonight your apartment had so much appeal. Who needs the stars? We got a roof. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you. But there's nothing like doing nothing with you.
Have a happy Sunday brunch, guys. Thank you.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HD Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HD Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HD Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.